listen while you list. The MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. It's easy to pack and ship small, lightweight items like jewelry or CDs, but as items get bigger or heavier, packing and shipping becomes considerably more challenging. Our next guest is here to tell us how he meets that challenge. You've heard him on the other line of the phone as a call, and now he's a guest, Joe DeMarco. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe, all one word, and on YouTube as Crazy New York Driver, also one word. Joe, what size boxes do you use to ship those heavy items, and where do you get them?
Good afternoon, Griff, and good afternoon, Lee. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Peachy, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on your show to discuss shipping. And as far as my boxes, firstly, I have an eBay store, a premium store, so I'm given a $50 credit quarterly where I get my small boxes. However, most of my sales are larger items, and the eBay store doesn't sell many large boxes. So I buy them from a company called Uline, which has a shipping location very close to me. I'm in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they're willing to give me a good price because I don't buy by the box. I buy by the pallet. Each pallet has 250 boxes on it. Now, my two main size boxes that I like to buy are the 16 by 16 by 3, which is good for selling a single hubcap. And I like the 17 by 17 by 8, which is good for selling sets of hubcaps.
Mm.
And I buy them by the pallet, and I try and order at least two pallets of each size box each time. They give me a nice discount that way. And the key is to also have space to store all these wonderful boxes and merchandise. And my entire basement at my house is dedicated to eBay with merchandise and boxes.
So, and I know you have a brick and mortar.
Yes, I do, right here in Oradell, New Jersey. So I get walk-in customers as well, and I also do shipping right from here.
Well, gee, Uline, we get a big, they've got the biggest catalog I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it's huge. I know. I've seen it. I used to order stuff from them.
Yeah, it's gigantic. But I haven't thought of them in quite a few years, so you're having good luck with them, obviously. How often do you ship?
Well, I ship my items on eBay every single day. Most of my items go out next day. I myself would love to ship everything same day. And I'm in a position where I probably could. But the one thing that does concern me a little bit is when people buy an item from me, and then within the next 5 minutes or maybe even a couple of hours, they cancel the transaction. So that's the reason why I don't like to ship within the first 2 hours or so.
So you can...
Go ahead, Griff.
So you don't ship you don't ship just once a day.
Well, I do. My first shipment goes out first thing in the morning.
Oh, okay.
That takes care of everything from the end of the day plus overnight. I take everything to the post office.
Oh.
Now, if stuff also comes in early in the morning and I'm confident about it, that can go out too.
What would make you confident or not confident about a sale?
Confident is a specialty car. Like if a guy buys hubcaps for a 1956 Chevy, I know that man knows his car because he's a car enthusiast. But when he has a more common car and he buys one, let's say for a 2017 Toyota Camry, that may raise concerns only because sometimes people don't read the listing and they think they're buying four and not just one.
I see. Okay. So you get your... I love your pictures. I've told you this before. I love your Facebook. You're always showing your hauls for the day and what you got. So you go to what kind of places to get those hubcaps, Joe?
My used ones I get predominantly from junkyards. And quite coincidentally, I have a haul coming up tomorrow. I'm going to the junkyard, because the Sunday that just passed was one of my busiest eBay Sundays ever in history. In my 19 years, I think I made close to 30 sales from Sunday morning to Monday morning. It was
yikes.
Excellent.
Good grief.
Excellent weekend.
Well, congratulations for that. That's great news.
So,
and I did post a picture you might have seen. I posted it in Jason's group and in Kathy Terrell's group of my car loaded with 30 boxes all piled on the trunk of it.
So what determines if you're going to offer free or paid shipping? Is it the size or weight of the items?
Yes, the size and weight is very important because I heard you mentioning earlier about a lot of people being based in California.
Yes.
And that is so true. California, Texas, and Florida are my three number one states to ship to. Now, if they're buying one hubcap, it costs me about $15 to ship it there.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're buying four, and a lot of them do, especially out in California, it's going to cost anywhere from $38 and up. That is very, very restrictive on me offering free shipping.
Sure.
Because if somebody buys a set of hubcaps, let's say 14-inch hubcaps for a Chevy, they get them and they realize they made an honest mistake and they need 15-inch hubcaps, I would have to eat that $38 shipping, and I just can't do that.
So what's the biggest, heaviest item you have ever shipped?
I would probably say wheels, because I do sell alloy wheels and steel wheels, but not as much. And those things can weigh maybe 30 pounds each sometimes.
Are they usually sold locally?
They're easier to sell locally, but there's a demand for them online because they can be very pricey.
How about global shipping?
Yeah, do you use that?
Oh, yes. I love the global shipping program. I've been using it for 4 years. And since it's located in Kentucky, I don't have to worry about getting nailed with those heavy California shipping prices. I can sell a set of hubcaps and ship them to Kentucky, and it will cost me maybe $14, $15, or sometimes even less, which is great. And it really, really helps. I sell about 3 sales per week from the global shipping program.
Like where? To where?
To what countries?
Yeah.
I've shipped to just about all of them, but certain countries stand out, like Germany for some reason. They seem to love my hubcaps over in Germany. But that's not to exclude any of the other countries, because I think I've shipped to just about all of them.
I was thinking about you the other night, because I was watching this thing about, rewatching it, actually. I've seen it 3 times. I love Cuba and all things Cuba. I've never been there. And Anthony Bourdain, I don't know if you know who he is, but he's got this wonderful show, and he went to Cuba, and they're all using, you know, 50s cars.
Yeah, that's what they were left with.
Because they've never been able to trade, you know, with the world.
I've seen that. It's like they're in a time warp.
I know.
Yeah. And they would love to get hands on some of my classic Chevy hubcaps over there.
Oh, they would.
Your hubcaps and my purse that I've got that was made. I have a purse I'm not allowed to sell.
What an ensemble.
It's a little evening bag, sparkly, and the inside label, it was made in Cuba for a French department store.
Yeah.
But they were also sold in Cuba, so I would love to be able to sell that online. Boy, you'd have a big business there if we opened up trade with Cuba again.
For sure.
So has there ever been anything you couldn't ship, Joe?
Well, the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head is a car, because I did sell a car on eBay years ago.
Yeah.
And the buyer was located in the South Bronx, and the car didn't run. So I made a deal that I'd meet him over there, and he could follow me over to where the car was parked over here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably the only thing I didn't actually ship myself, because most of my items are shippable.
What kind of a car was it?
It was a 1969 Ford Galaxy 500, 2-door. Rather unusual, but it didn't run, and it had been in an accident.
Oh.
I had decided it was time to let it go.
So some guy in the South Bronx at 163rd and Tiffany Street wanted it. I know a little bit about the South Bronx.
Well, the South Bronx is coming back to life. It's revitalizing.
Yeah, I know. I liked it the way it was, but not during the Free Fire Zone era.
Right, when the Bronx was burning.
That's right.
I remember that vividly in 1977 during a Yankee game.
Yep. See, I was there. Yeah, I used to spend the summers with my grandmother in the Bronx, 6 weeks of the summer every year. And I loved it the way it was back then. Doo-wop singing on the corners and a very diverse population in the Bronx, all colors, creeds, everything. It was wonderful. Anyway, any bonus tips for us today, Joe?
Well, yes. If you're selling an eBay Motors, like I do, it's very important to include item specifics and use the drop-down menu for the parts compatibility feature. You'd be surprised how many eBay sellers do not use the parts compatibility feature, and
really?
They're losing sales, yes. I'll see people selling the same thing as me, and nobody's buying it because they're not using that compatibility feature. And when I list mine, I always use it, and my stuff will sell faster than theirs, even if mine's a few bucks more.
How much trouble is it to use it?
Once you get used to it, it's no trouble whatsoever. But people, I think it might be a little more difficult if you're listing on your phone. I list on my Mac, and it's very easy to do.
Well, Joe, thank you as always for coming and being with us. I hope we can have you back again soon.
It's always a pleasure.
Hubcap Joe's, all one word, is his eBay ID. He's a top-rated seller on eBay. And on YouTube, he's known as Crazy, CrazyNY Driver, also one word. Joe, come back soon.
See you later, Joe. Maybe in Las Vegas, we hope.
Yay.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, it's throwback time when we come back with more of eBay Radio.
Don't miss this year's eBay Open Seller Celebration. July 24th through the 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. You'll learn, network, meet eBay executives and employees, and party down with your eBay tribe. It's education, information, and inspiration you can't get anywhere else. Spaces are limited and going fast, so register now and book your hotel room at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at crazylister.com.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Memorial Day. It's the unofficial start of summer and a long weekend of sales opportunities. Hot products for hot weather include beachwear, outdoor living accessories, and garden decor. Get creative with bundles, too. Thrift melamine plates, aluminum tumblers, and a retro tablecloth to list as a vintage picnic set. Host items essential to fun in the sun, like aprons, pot holders, and tools for grilling or pool toys. Don't have any? Stock up when they go on clearance to be ready for next year. Finally, use Promotions Manager to create a Memorial Day sale. Then alert your customers via store newsletter.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk. the easy way to source.